Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hello, friends. Welcome to our August predictions. I'm so happy to be here with you. I am Nikki Novo, your host for Soul-Led Living. We have five messages for August. Let's look at what the month holds for us. And honestly, I was a bit surprised. Like, I wasn't expecting these messages. I always think about August as like Leo season, I guess, and very bright and very out there. And we're definitely being pushed out of our comfort zones on the things that we are creating or making or thinking about. But it's funny, Leos are also kind of like a sensitive or like afraid of getting like feedback and things like that. So we see a lot of that coming forward, like almost like, hey, we are going to bring this up and are you brave enough to look at it? So it's not all rainbows and butterflies this month, but I really think it's going to be a deep month and a month that changed a lot for you. So I'm excited to share these messages with you. Let's get into message number one. I think you'll be surprised that this is a reflective month and you're really going to start to reflect, you probably already have, on what you are creating. And this feels like what I'm creating by building this family, what I'm creating by building this product, what I'm creating by building this relationship. Like somehow you connect that you are the one creating this, whether that comes from like an empowered place, like, oh, I'm creating my, you know, my destiny, or also like a less, you know, kind of shadowy side where you're looking at it like, damn, I'm the problem, you know? So it's really this kind of like, okay, what do I really want to build? And how do I want it to look? And what needs to change within me to build that? I see a lot of you being confronted with your own boundaries and kind of like codependent issues. Like it seems like your codependency or like lack of belief in the fact that like you can do this or you can do this on your own or that you are capable. That lack of belief has created a bit of a codependency. It's created like an overgive, an overdoing. And that's why you've created what you've created. And now it's like what you want to create is so simple in the sense that like you do a few things and you do it really well. And that's what creates the life that you want. Like you stick to like what you're actually good at. You stick to like your strengths. You grow some strengths. You dig into some gifts and talents and some of the things that like are very important to you. And then that's what creates the rest of your life. An example is like I think about motherhood and I've been seeing so many people on Substack write about motherhood, which is so interesting to me. Obviously, my kids are a little bit older, so I'm out of that like young motherhood stage where you're so traumatized because like everything is changing so quickly, you know? Like I've been a mother for many years now. Allie, my oldest, just turned 21 last weekend. And I was like, oh, this is so fascinating, like how many women are writing about motherhood. And you know me, that I'm so reflective on all the things that I do. And I was thinking about like, what are my thoughts about motherhood? Like, could I even write a Substack about motherhood? And I was like, I couldn't because my ideas about motherhood are so simple. It's like, it's take care of yourself as a mother, right? Like love yourself, mother yourself, give yourself what you need and the rest takes care of itself. Like it's weird that my whole vision of motherhood is like actually mothering myself. And then when I mother myself, it's so easy for me to mother others in my life. And that's it. It's like, that's like one blog post, you know, I couldn't write too much about it. So that is something where I haven't overcomplicated life. I've overcomplicated life in many different ways. But when it comes to motherhood, like it's very simple for me. It's like, I take care of myself. I give everything that I need to myself. And then it just pours over into the people that I love. And that seems to be like where you are going, but the overcomplication comes from a lack of you know, of worth, a codependency, kind of a feeling of like needing to do a lot of things. And therefore, you've created something that is kind of messy, kind of like in all sorts of different places. And you're knowing what you want to make, and it's very strong. Like, that's what I'm excited about. It feels like what you're going to make is very strong, very steady, very sturdy, but it needs this reflection time. So you may not be super clear this month or doing all the things, but it's such a great month to be sitting with your journal, to be writing things out. I wouldn't write things out with like ChatGPT or even like a therapist right now, because it almost makes me feel like the clarity is within you. Like almost like the more you write, the more you channel through you, even if you're just making yourself some voice notes, like that's where the clarity is going to come from. Of course, your therapist, your friends, like your loved ones are there to brainstorm with you. But I almost feel like you're not supposed to be influenced by other things. And God knows ChatGPT likes to influence you guys. So be careful. And just know that it is a reflective month. And that means that you might not have like this perfect schedule or this perfect setup of how you want to do things or how you want to move forward. But you are going to look at like what is not working internally so that you can make a better external vision of what, you know, of what you see coming forward. Message number two, you are either going to accidentally or on purpose seek out very hard work. So it makes me feel like you're going to seek out a trainer, or you're going to give yourself some sort of curriculum. Like you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, work out my butt every day for 30 days, or I'm going to learn piano and I'm going to do piano 3 times a week, you know, for 30, for 60, for 90 days. There is like a seeking out of hard work because I don't know, there's something in you that's understanding that you need confidence for where you're going. You need to feel good at what you're doing. And I think that's overall, like August really brings forward these ideas of our talents, of our gifts, of our crafts, of like, what really am I good at? Like that example I gave to you about motherhood, like I just leaned into what I know I'm going to be good at. And then it's just like easy for everything else to work out. But I lean more into like that one thing, right? So it's almost like this month is about seeing what that is and really leaning into it. So that's why this message number two makes me feel like you're going to lean into something that is going to help you see your own strength. It might be specifically about a craft, about like some sort of creativity or some sort of skill, but you're just going to go like all in on that and probably let other things fall off or almost like deprioritize things that used to be more of a priority. And that is going to be uncomfortable for some of you because it looks like it really affects your idea of structure and your idea of what needs to get done. For example, the person that really has some goals with work and like knows what needs to get done, but therefore has to let their house be messy, you know, like has to let their laundry be messy, you know, and if they're okay with that, or has to like hire somebody to help with them with things that they used to put like number one on the list, right? Like, so if I was a stay-at-home mom, number one on the list might be like taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, picking up the kids, right? But now as I'm like really starting to discover who I truly am, what I really want to create, those priorities are actually getting in the way and we have to flip them. And either I have to be okay with deprioritizing them or I have to hand them off. So it almost looks like, yes, you're going to seek out something hard to do. You know what needs to get done, like almost like you know what hard work needs to come forward, but it is going to affect your schedule, your idea of organization, your priorities, and you're struggling with that. Like you're trying to figure out, how do I reprioritize so that things get done? Or like, are those things maybe like not as important as I thought they were? So don't let your idea of organization or structure get in the way. We got Virgo season coming up next, so you can figure that out later. But for now, it's really about focusing on what's going to give you the most bang for your buck. And it's like a hard thing. You know, it's going to be some sort of devotion or consistent activity and just like hard work, maybe like re-editing that thing that you wrote over and over again, working out, like going to therapy twice a week with your partner to like figure out what's going on there, like just get into the hard work and like let the other things take a backseat. Message number three, this one made me laugh. You're going to be criticized this month and you're not gonna like it. Or it's happened before, like you have been criticized, but of course you've told yourself like, oh, their haters gonna hate, or like this person's just the worst, or trolls, whatever it may be, or like my partner doesn't support me, like that's why he's criticizing me. But it's funny, this month, there's some sort of connection where you realize that the divine can sometimes be a bitch, right? Because she's like, you know, like the divine is neither masculine nor feminine. I love when she shows like more of that feminine self. And there's just really kind of think about a female Scorpio vibe. And she's going to show you like, I have been answering your question. You just think that the divine is a fairy godmother, and she's not, right? Like she is all of it and everything all at the same time. So you don't like to see her from this angle, but she's been trying to talk to you for a while through critique. So pay attention to who is criticizing you. Pay attention to the critiques that are coming your way. Seek out the critique, right? Like if you've kind of done a good job of like closing off your aura to criticism, you can go ahead and seek out your own critique, right? So I have been editing the podcast myself. You guys have probably noticed, right? Like there was a few episodes that there was like no beginning and no end. Like we just went straight into it. That's because I was editing it. And I have learned so much. Like I'm like, oh, like I can do better. There's so much more that I can bring to this podcast. I can do so much better here. And it was only because like I sat there and had to watch myself. Before, I would just hand it off to Sophie. But because Sophie has had some time off, I've been like really looking at these episodes through a different lens. And of course, like we're not trying to get good at editing, guys, because like that is not my calling. But I can get better at delivering the messages. There's just so much to learn from watching myself. So don't be afraid of criticism this month. Don't be afraid of seeking out critique. Like ask for reviews, ask for people to tell you what they like, what they don't like. Know that you can handle it. And this is where like that funny Leo part, if you're a Leo, you know this, like you love the praise, but oh my God, if somebody tells you that, you know, what you did was like not so great, it's like really hard for you to take, you know what I mean? Unless you've become more of a professional artist, Leo, like professional artists know that feedback is how they get better, you know? So like if you've kind of fallen to that other side, you get it. But if you're just still at those beginning stages, it's just so uncomfortable. I remember when I first started doing this kind of work, I received like free books and PR stuff all the time. And I received this book, like this was like many years ago. I don't even think my youngest was born. And I got this book about like, it was literally about like being good about taking criticism and being good about like getting feedback. And I was like, what a piece of shit this book is. Who needs this? Like, you know, and I like tossed it. I was like, no, thank you. But of course, it takes longer for you to get to where you want to go when you are not receiving regular feedback and criticism. So this has a lot to do with speed. So like you may have been stuck in the same place for a while. You're not moving ahead the way you want to. You're not like getting to where you want, or it's been a long time. So if you are specifically thinking about time, like you're like, damn, I have been in this place for a long time. I have been in the middle for a long time. It is time to allow criticism to come back in, feedback. Just call your mom, or I don't know, at least I have a Cuban mom that like she would love to let it rip. I mean, she does let it rip all the time, you know, but just to remember that the divine is talking to you through that. And when we're asking for the divine to send us a sign or give us a message or give us some clarity, we have to be willing to see it through the truth, through the eyes of truth. And when we aren't ready to see it, then we're going to think the divine has not been talking to us. So if you're feeling that way, this one's for you. If you're just like, the divine has gone on vacation, and did not give me any notice, and I'm by myself, and I don't hear my guides or I don't hear God, is because you're not wanting to see it through the other lens, like through this kind of Scorpio female kind of Kali energy that is trying to show you the truth. And sometimes that truth comes from showing you what is not going very well, like what, where you can improve. Friends, I have a 4-week channeling program that I'd love to invite you to. If you feel like you have a message to share, but you're struggling to understand or how to get it out, this is for you. If you have a business and you're not being seen or heard by an audience and you feel like it's a messaging problem, this is also for you. And if your soul has been poking you to channel and turn it into a business message, this is for you. Introducing The Channel, a 4-week live program with me where we're going to learn to download more clearly the message that is coming through you. We'll learn what is blocking your voice. We'll learn how to connect to your true self to get the message, and we'll learn how to connect to the audience who needs it. We start class on Tuesday, August 11th. So if you feel like this is for you, please do not hesitate. Spots are limited. And I cannot wait to teach you how to access that voice that is within you. Details on how to join the channel is below in the description. Can't wait to see you there. Message number 4. There's this funny frustration I felt from your divine guidance. I was like, yeah, some of it is like spirit guide stuff, but a lot of it is your lineage. Like there's this frustration that you should be making more money. This is specifically about money. Your limitations about how you think about money are so false. Like you're really meant to up level here. One of the very simple things is to make the ask. So maybe you have to ask for a raise. Maybe you have to ask for somebody to hire you. Maybe you have to ask for more money from your clients, like wherever you're getting money from. Maybe it's you have to ask your partner, like, hey, I need more money than like this little stipend you're giving me. I'm raising all your kids, like I need more money. But there is more money for you, and there's definitely a block there. So I wanted to sit with the block and ask, like, what is this block? And the block was so interesting because it was, you thought it was going to be easy. And since it's not easy, the money is not flowing. So what does that mean? Maybe you have to sell something and in your mind, you thought it was going to be easier to make money for this thing. And you're realizing, wow, the selling process is so hard. Or maybe you thought if I was just like nice at my work, you know, if I just kept doing a good job, then they would just give me more money instead of being like, no, it's actually like not easy to get raises. Like I have to ask, I have to defend myself. I have to pitch why I deserve more. So this idea that like money is supposed to just randomly flow to you is where this block is coming from. And I don't blame you because I think there's a lot of people out there and probably like myself included that make it sound like when you're in alignment, money will flow. But I think it's important to know that if you're not in alignment, which if money is not flowing the way it should be, you're not in alignment, right? And if you to get to alignment, there's a shift, and that shift always requires hard work. I think like when people come to do readings with me and I see what they want and they are going to have everything they want, but they need to shift into what they want, they're really disappointed by the work that it requires to get to what they want. And that's like where my work gets hard, which is okay. I don't mind. I'm so happy to explain how the shift happens and like what needs to happen for the shift. But sometimes like when I'm explaining the shift, people get very overwhelmed because they were like, oh, wait, I thought that it was just going to happen for me. Like I thought if I just kept being a nice girl, if I kept being patient, if I just kept putting out good free content, that it would ultimately come. And it's like, no, because what you're doing right now is attracting a certain energy level because you are, let's say, acting as an energetic 4. So you're receiving an energetic 4. But the alignment version of you or that next version of you is an energetic 7. So from 4 to 7, there is work there. There is weight to be lifted. There are changes. Like you're going to have to go outside your comfort zone. You're going to have to release old habits. And that's the hard work. So this message is here, like these guides that are with you, specifically like your annoyed ancestors apparently, are like, listen, it's not going to be easy. It'll be easy once you're there, right? Like the people that you see making money in a very easy way, it's because they've already shifted from that 4 to 7. They've been lifting heavy weights for a long time. Like it's like, you know, yeah, I've been lifting 20-pound weights at the gym for months. It's easy for me. So they make it look easy because they have already done the work to get there. And then we're like, oh, only lifting 8 pounds and thinking it's supposed to be easy the way that they're lifting 20 pounds, you know? So be open to that idea. And I think that when you're like, okay, this is not supposed to be easy, then you can calm yourself when you're doing the thing, whether it's selling, asking for the raise, like, you know, doing what you need to do to make more money, whatever it is, that you can just be like, yeah, I know this is so uncomfortable. Like slow down, talk to the little girl inside of you and be like, yeah, this is so uncomfortable. Like this shit's not easy, but it is going to be easy one day once you get there. But like right now it's not. And hey, we really want this. I really want this. So let's do the hard thing, like whatever that may be. And that probably like brings us back to like, what was it? Message number two, where you seek out some hard work. So just like, don't be surprised, set yourself up for a different expectation. And then maybe like the ghost that hang out with you will stop bothering you. Message number five, random, as we always have a random one, I feel like in the predictions, your house is meant to support you, not be a pain in the ass. There's something about your house that like it wants to help you, whether that's like, hey, I have equity, you know, take equity to like invest in that next property that you want to do, or hey, it's very disorganized and every time you come in here, it's stressing you out. Okay, let's organize it. Or hey, like you're supposed to love where you live and maybe you don't and it's supposed to support you. Or maybe you're in the place of, you know, you're looking for a new home or a new place to live and it's okay for you to really stick to your guns about what you need in order for it to support you. And I think sometimes when you're looking for a home, it almost looks like you're prioritizing the cost, which of course is normal, over what you need to feel good and feel at home. And I actually, you know, I always try to be conservative with cost, but this really feels like it may very much be worth the upgrade of like going outside a little bit of the budget, obviously, if you can, to be more settled and to have what you want. This reminds me of, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I wrote about this last week, but I've been going to this really shitty gym, guys. Like you would, I feel like you guys knowing me through the show and just what you see online, you'd be like, I cannot believe that Nikki's been going to that gym. Like if I ever brought you to that gym, you would be like, wow, how? But I don't know. I just, you know, I live in a small town. I moved from Miami and sometimes the way that I take care of myself when I'm here is like, I tell myself, like, you're not in Miami anymore. Like, you're just not going to get all the bougie things. Like, you, there is a an exchange, right? Like, you are sacrificing some things. And gym just may be one of them, right? And so I was going to this, like, really inexpensive gym. Benny says it's like a muscle head gym. But it was like, guys literally would work out in jeans and boots. Like, it was like the blue collar gym, guys. And I'm like there in my cute, you know, form outfits that I get from the Sammies, like these really cute outfits that I wear. Either the men are wearing boots and jeans or the women are wearing like sweatpants. Like that's basically where I've been working out. So I throw my back out the other day while I'm there. I come home and as you know, if you're on Clarity app, I have a practice of scanning my body, especially when I have pain, to see what emotions are stuck there because that's how I release the pain. And it also gives me so much information, right? It's part of that intuitive practice that I have. So I'm sitting with the pain in my back and I'm like, man, what is this? And all of a sudden I'm like writing and I'm writing down how much I hate the gym. Like, I hate this gym. I hate that I'm at a, like, why do I have to be at this gym? I want to be at the expensive gym. There's another gym that I've had my eye on. It is at a country club that is by our house, but it is like 4 or 5 times the price, right, of what I was paying. And especially if I wanted to get like the family membership at the club. And I just, I don't know, like an immigrant kid from Miami, like we don't do clubs, you know? Like, I feel like that I get that it's like a Southern thing. Like I just, we don't do clubs. But so I didn't know that was available to me. And just I woke up the next day and I looked at Benny. I'm like, listen, you're not going to like what I'm going to do, but I'm going to march myself over to that country club and I'm going to pay the initiation fee and I'm going to pay the monthly fee for this gym. I can't keep working out there. And he was like, no, it's okay. Like, Nikki, I trust you. He starts laughing. He's like, is this like what keeps you up at night? Are these the things that keep you up at night? I'm like, yes. So I go, I upgrade myself. I go to the gym. I'm like the happiest person there ever was. Like, I whistle while you work over there. It was the best. It is, and it was like not in my budget at all. And it is an increase, but I'm getting so much more. I've been bringing the family and the kids. Honestly, like, I didn't know what an expansion it was going to be for Benny. Like, he has not worked out there yet, but there's like a pool and a hot tub and a pool room, like all these things. And we've been going every afternoon to the pool, and he gets like really relaxed. And that makes me so happy, because the way Benny was trying to unwind, I knew was unhealthy. Like, it was like scrolling or TV or news. And I was like, this is not good for him. And he's just looking to unwind. And I'm just so happy that like this choice that I made, that, you know, was an expansion, not necessarily like a money, you know, choice, basically up-leveled him, which is like something that, you know how it is with when you're a wife, like you can't make change in these people, but you can inspire change. And I really feel like that decision did that. Sorry, what a tangent, guys. Somebody needed to hear that. I'll trust that. But just know that your home, the way you live, Benny keeps saying that like having the club feels like an extension of our house, because it's right by our house. And it's like these nice things that we don't have in our house, like a pool, a nice gym, and we could build them, but we'd rather have somebody else take care of it. So, you know, it is like home to us at this point. And it should be something that expands you. And maybe it's not always a logical choice, you know, the way it works out. But, you know, whether that means like rearranging your room, thinking about a better place, like maybe going a little bit outside of the budget and figuring out how you can make more money to cover that. But your home is important, and it really wants to support you. It's like, I don't mean to kill you. Like, I want to help you. So let that be the truth. All right, friends, those are our August predictions. I hope that was supportive, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.